After some technical difficulties, this is Two Coast Girls, and hold on one moment. Yes, are you on air?
Yeah.
You're good. So, yeah, so it's been a long week, to say the least,
yeah.
And it's 3 a.m. right now. And yeah, so we're gonna switch things up a little bit. So West Coast Girls going first today, which is me. I'm Tiara, by the way, if you haven't noticed. And yeah, I'm just gonna start out with some R&B poppy vibes, mostly R&B for this session. Just some things that I've been listening to and newfound songs. But yeah, this is Two Coast Girls, Tiara and Kylie, and you're listening to 91.5 WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Every time the meet on the dash, flashing empty. I see the bottom of the bottle on these prescriptions. Never college, I'm leaving hell. She's right next to me, gripping on my arm. Yeah, yeah, she finna take it home. Now my kindness to give for granted. Fuck with me with your tactics. Goddamn, it looked like you planned it. I thought that it was you who told me come right over. Can't make up your mind, and now we start right over from the top. With your daily, cause I'm tired of the subliminal messaging. You can show me that you ain't fresh out of loving for us, and yeah, nah, nah, ain't giving in. All the voices in my head tell me something about you. Dancing in the night, holding on someone else, and he ain't mad. I thought that it was you who told me come right over. Can't make up your mind, and now we start right.
tell ya, the feelings inside come sooner or later. And honestly, I'm not afraid to say what we could be. That's why I'm asking to be my everlasting love. I don't know why it's so hard to tell ya.
You home last night. I don't want you thinking about the past. And usually I'd probably set the tone, but I'm scared of moving way too fast. And when we call, do I talk too much? And if I never let you go, will that be enough? Something like this I never felt before. I'll always learn to hurt you less and love you more. I tell all my friends about you. I don't even care. And I still have songs to write about you. I keep going there. I was gonna go out, now I wanna do nothing at all. I just wanna lie down and talk about whatever you want. 9 times out of 10 I'd let you get away with anything you want to. Hell yeah, it's clear I'm about to fall. And when we call, do I talk too much? And if I never let you go, will that be enough? And I still have songs to write about you. I keep going there. Now I'm somebody else. You make me love myself, and I love who I am, yeah. Now I'm somebody else. You make me love myself, and I love who I am with you.
Do I talk too much? And if I never let you go, would that be enough?
with thorns that could hurt me. You know I don't lie, so I tell you the truth that I'm so in love with you, even when you hurt me too. So
shouldn't be hard if you are when you said you missed me. You've played with my pride, making me feel like we had something real, and making you stay shouldn't feel wrong. This is the last time I'll ask you to listen. I've played all my cards. Would you feel a thing if you saw me right now? No matter what I say to you, you're gone. I've been trying in vain to hold on. No matter what I say, keeping you close shouldn't be hard. If you were honest when you said you missed me, you've played with my pride, making me feel like we had something real, and making you stay shouldn't feel wrong. This is the last time I'll ask you to listen. I've played all my cards. Would you feel a thing if you saw me right now?
So that was Namaste by Justin Park, Everlasting by Albert Posis, I tell all my friends about you, Bernard Donata, Rose by Jarena Montemayor, and Shouldn't Be by Luke Chang. And next up, we have a PSA. Everyone, hope everyone's doing great tonight. Today we're just gonna talk about eye health. Your eyes are the window to your health. Healthier eyes make for a healthier you. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. So yeah, over this semester I think I've like lost a lot of eyesight because I've been looking at a lot of computer screens and stuff that kids these days are doing a lot of, you know. So might have glasses next semester, guys. So yeah, this section of the night we're gonna be going into some movie stuffs and yeah. First though, I had a request for a song, and this is Snail Mail, Deep Sea, but to like her real fans, it's Deep Snail. So let's get it going, shall we? Sorry about that, guys. Things are not working out, but we're figuring it out. And that's
Lose track of breathing in. getting better and better.
How's everyone feeling? Sorry about the subtle slip-ups we had before this. It is currently 3:35 a.m. it's that time of the morning. I just played John Lennon's Beautiful Boy, or Darling Boy. And that goes into what we'll be talking about for a little bit here. I was thinking about films that I've seen that their soundtracks have, played a more important part to the viewing experience than the actual visuals themselves, or maybe are just as important, I'd say. Beautiful Boy, the movie with Timothée Chalamet and Steve Carell, came to mind because I felt like that movie brought me on a ride. And even if I closed my eyes because I didn't want to see stuff, the music would still, bring me right back. So this movie was directed by Felix van, it's a Norwegian name, Grønheim. Yeah, so we're going to leave it there. Hernium? I think that's his last name. He did Zombieland and movies like that, so it's very much actually no, he did not, sorry, I'm literally thinking of another movie. I'm thinking of The Dead Don't Die, which is also a really great movie. Yeah, so this is Beautiful Boy, and this was released in 2018. I saw it last year at the Kendall Theater, which is the Superior Theater in the greater Boston area. Yeah, and I really, really enjoyed it. It was a really interesting movie. It follows this guy, Nicholas Sheff. It's based on his life and the book he wrote after his meth addiction. And I thought this movie kind of went at addiction at a very interesting angle.
So it basically starts off, I'll give a brief synopsis and won't spoil anything, but you get this from the trailers. It's like seemingly a perfect family. They're rich, well off. And you kind of see the son battle with mental illness, and using drugs to cope with that, and kind of him just spiraling out of control with the addiction. And it kind of goes a lot into the effects it has on his family rather than himself. I'd say it's kind of half and half in that sense. And it kind of goes into Steve Carell's character, which is his father, the writer, and how he like tries so hard to like just force his son to be better and make him better. But like the movie kind of tells the audience that like it has to be the person addicted that wants to get better in order for things to actually progress and get better. So it was really interesting to kind of see that, and the acting in this movie was superb, so great. Timothy Chalamet was amazing. I really want to see The King on Netflix. If anyone's seen that, please text me. But I've heard that's good as well. And then Steve Carell, like literally just a legend. So, and his character was really, really sweet. And I don't know, by the end of it, yes, I was crying, but it was a good time and I would really recommend it. I think it's just an interesting and an important story to talk about. Also like just broader topics like privilege in terms of addiction and things like that. I think it talked about it very interestingly. So another movie that kind of reminded me of that, if you're on that vibe, is Six Balloons on Netflix. It's with like Dave Franco and Abby Jacobson. Yeah, I really liked that one. It's kind of, it's a shorter film, I think. It's like less than 2 hours, like an hour and some. But it's pretty short. That is also like a tear wrencher. It's really sad, but it's also really, really interesting and really important to talk about like the opiate addictions. Sure. A fun fact about that movie, I was looking it up. Channing Tatum is a producer on it, which I thought was really interesting. Yeah, he's so good. He's so good at what he does. Yeah. No? Nah. But yeah, Channing Tatum, hot, but also producer, so kind of go off. We're going to finish up the night with listening to some of the songs on this movie soundtrack. They're really amazing. A mix of like new music as well as some old classics. Like we've already listened to some John Lennon, but then it also goes into like some kind of indie-er, like new wave type stuff, mixed with just like some classic music, like classical stuff, which is like very, yeah, they use that in some of like the most pivotal scenes in the film, and I think it like definitely like strengthened them to a T. It's amazing. Like I remember I listened to some of these songs and I just like replay that those scenes from the movie in my head, which I think shows how well they worked. So without further ado, and we're not gonna have any more yeah, knock on wood, this is gonna go smooth and great. It is currently 3:41, and we are listening next to Pavlov's Dog of Once and Future Kings. Let's get it.
Future heroes. somewhere 2000 and daydream. I was hiding, I couldn't face things. Sync audio phasing. Felt like I couldn't find my place here. Sky shivers, they turn to rain. I turn again, I wish we could heal. I'll take you home, I'll make you whole. You make me wish that this wasn't real. Because you're my treasure. Because you're. They turn to rain, I turn again, I wish we could heal. I'll take you home, I'll make you whole. You make me wish that this wasn't real. Because you're. In good times, let's take a risk on our lives. Don't smile, you just might cry. Go round the roundabout like five times. With two scratches, hard drive. Local appetites decline. Watch the heaven, recline. Watch the heaven, as the sun dies. Is a challenge. I don't want to lose, but I need it, gotta have it. So stuck. Still love. So stuck.